recording.
We're
and
on.
We're off. We're going. We just had a really good riff that we missed because Adam was doing the levels and he didn't press record, everyone.
No one told me to press record.
You don't have the killer instinct to do levels, man.
Yeah.
Unlike me. So here we are, everyone.
This is the Wednesday episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wednesday ep. We got... Nick hasn't spoken yet, but he is here.
We have a special guest.
He's looking at his phone.
I gotta set the timer.
And we have our good buddy, Brendan Ayer.
Yeah, man.
I always worry about saying your last name wrong.
Everyone worries about it. Yeah. You know what the problem
is? It's tricky, man. One syllable? That's hard for you.
I want to say Irie.
Well,
that's
the problem.
Irie.
Here's the thing, man. People used to get it. Because they used to make people read Jane Eyre in school.
The decline of the Western civilization.
Well, see, one other person has asked me that in history.
Yeah.
And that person was also an idiot.
Glad
because it's a fictional character. We are not related.
Do you have any relation to Jane's addiction?
That is my aunt, yeah.
What about Air Bud?
Air Bud is my Twitter handle, which I thought was so clever. No one can spell my fucking name, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, they're like, good pun.
Dude, you know what's
we'll
funny?
Never
you get
follow
into
you.
The Air and Space Museum for
I do. Yeah. I have a lifetime membership. Just anything involving
it's a
Air.
Free museum.
Air Jordan.
You don't have to pay for it.
Dude, you know what's so funny about your Twitter handle? I swear to God, like, I know how to say your name, and I read your Twitter handle, Irie Bud.
That's the thing. I was so proud when I thought of it. Like, listen to this. And I don't even like puns. Like, if I hear a comedian do a pun, I'm like, what a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But it was the only pun I ever thought of. So I'm like, this is great. Nobody's ever got it. Not one person has ever been like, Air Bud, that's pretty good.
You had to literally explain to me right now.
I got it immediately.
Yeah. And
man,
hated
stop
it.
Stop showing off, dude.
Well, well you're good at Nick is the
right,
pun
Nick,
master.
We get it. You love wordplay, dude.
Yeah. No, I don't even love
some
it.
Some of us
I mean,
are just blue collar guys.
No, you're an idiot. You don't know how to read.
Well, I will say, I never have listened to Come Town. I love all you guys, but I've never listened because I don't really listen to comedy podcasts.
Yeah,
you know, because
really.
We do it, and it's like, I don't care.
It feels
I listened to the last episode on the way over here, and I was sitting in my car like, Stav, what the fuck, man? You don't know what a Mobius dick is? I'm so mad.
I had no idea what it was. Like,
it's really, not that complicated.
I still don't know.
That's the formula for the show is he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And we don't really know anything either.
Is it kind of like an 8 but 3D? I've been thinking about it more.
An 8 but 3D.
Right? You know what I mean?
This is what it is. And Nick was, I heard him making it out of cardboard on the episode.
Yeah.
It's a strip. It's a circular strip, but there's a twist in it. So
an 8 but 3D. That's what I mean.
I guess that's right. Yeah, I guess that's right.
A
an Mobius, 8 but 3D.
Yeah, a Mobius strip is like an S with three lines and three
the
lines.
Super S.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Stussy.
I love it. A 3D S.
Yeah.
Or a 3D8. All right, so now that we got that under our belts, we can move on with the next topic of conversation, which is, did you guys see Bill Clinton checking out Ariana Grande at Aretha Franklin's funeral? That's what I have to bring to the table.
No.
He was horny for her.
Nope.
Didn't see that.
Didn't see it.
Brendan?
I don't know. I'm horny for everything, man.
Yeah.
I saw in the coffee shop where I write.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. I'm only saying this because I don't know anything about Ariana.
Let's jump into just being horny in general, man.
Yeah, man. Fucking. So this little gay guy comes in.
Can I just ask you real quick?
Yeah.
So you say you write in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Assuming you mean stand up.
Yes.
Do you ever worry that people think you're writing poetry?
Yeah, I do.
We talk about that.
Here's the thing. Write, because I'm in Park Slope now, I write and there's a woman there writing poetry.
Oh,
and
so
she will
nice.
Like give me these looks like we're on the same level.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, we're both pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We both suck in the same way.
And I'm like, we're not on the same level. I don't know what you're doing, you know, and it's a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't write at home because if I'm at home, I'll just like do stuff.
See, I can't do the coffee shop, especially like because then you just stare at girls.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
Or little gay guys.
But in between, right. Well, but here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
So this little gay guy comes in.
Well, Nick, you
blonde.
Go to his coffee shop?
Why are you trying to go after me? Because I said you couldn't read?
No. What?
You save that shit for him.
No,
don't ever fucking come
at
me
with
that gay guy bullshit.
Yeah, Nick can dish it, but he can't take it.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's because it's not true.
That?
First of all, What? Don't even try with
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Nick's on oh, edge.
Nick,
Nick's on
I kill. Can 100% take it. I
Adam's whole that's career
it.
Is yeah. taking it.
I can
it.
Take a punch.
And you love it.
That's why I'm on this show. I grew up for my entire life just people insulting me. And probably you, I deserved it most of the
I'm
time.
I'm sorry. Have you lost some mass? Is that why I'm calling you little?
No, he's doing two a day.
No,
now.
No, no. I just don't understand where you're coming at me.
Are you
I
doing
think
two
you're
two
still
days?
Upset. Yeah, I was
doing what, were you, lifting or what?
Yeah,
cardio?
Yeah, I was yeah. going to. Well, only because my schedule was fucked up.
Okay.
Normally I would just do like 5 days. But
yeah, you look good.
Oh, thanks, man.
You look good.
I had food poisoning this week, so lost.
That's
even more
a good
weight.
Way to yeah. get slimmed yeah. down. I threw up about 9 pounds of water weight at jiu-jitsu yesterday.
Yeah,
I need it. I need. It. I really bulked
you
up this
jiu-jitsu?
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, oh, a, cool. I'm a white belt, so don't.
Yeah. You oh, so you're just starting out.
No, no, I've been a white belt for 2.5 years.
You fight kids like Kramer style?
No, no, I fight. I mainly fight my friend Augie Lutz.
Uh-huh. Also a white.
He also a white belt. Yeah. Yeah, we both feel like we're on the verge of blue, but hard uh-huh. to say.
Is
we train with
let you?
Our trainer is the same guy that trained Lewis to fight Ryan O'Neal.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Diego. He's
oh,
a comedian.
Diego, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He's a good fighter, but.
Damn, where is that? Williamsburg?
It's in Greenpoint, but it's called Williamsburg MMA.
Okay.
It's wow. fun, man. Confusing. I really like it.
I'm
I really like
do,
it.
I want to do MMA, dude.
Yeah, dude, go to Diego. He's great.
Okay.
He's great.
I think you should avoid physical activity.
Well, yeah,
of all
not
kinds.
For a couple years.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
still on the comeback
yeah,
yeah,
trail.
Yeah.
Maybe
2022. Yeah.
That's
maybe
a
maybe.
Strong comeback trail. A couple years. A
couple years.
I'll probably be ready in 4 or 5 years.
You might be post activity at this point.
Maybe, dude, honestly. I'm going to get those little belts that they had, like they like told women in like the 30s, if you just have those little belts on your love handles that go like
yeah
the, oh the that, shaky
oh, yeah.
shaky
yeah.
belts
yeah. the buffer kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah yeah I'm going to get that dude
or just
you just get one
know.
For you and Eldis
yeah.
in the living room.
Just hanging
play
out.
Mario tennis yeah. while
we're working out
I thought this cute girl was like kind of like eyeing me on the street, which uh-huh. I don't know why I would think that.
Yeah.
But really, she was giving me a laser fat loss brochure.
Damn, that's devastating.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, cool, man. She's looking
I
at
like
me.
I like to imagine laser fat loss is just they pay a guy to follow you around the city from like 50 feet away, and he just points the laser
at your love
and your tits. Yeah. Yeah. There's just always a dot on your tit, and you're like, what the fuck? And you're just constantly aware of your gross, sweaty tit. You're like, I should do something about this. So that guy stops.
You reach for like a sandwich. It's just in your eyes like a cat. Like.
That's good. Dude, that's
wait,
a guy,
so
yeah.
tell us about this gay guy that looked
oh,
like
okay.
Nick.
So I'm in the coffee yeah. shop, man.
So Nick's doppelganger's
so
at the coffee
Nick's
shop.
No, no, smaller than Nick, smaller than Nick. Yeah. And he's got these tight, like little tight, flimsy shorts on. His dick is like hell 8.5 inches long.
Whoa.
Huge.
And
fucking
he's a little guy?
Little guy. Huge dick.
Damn,
I could packing. Not, I could not look. Like,
hell
what
yes.
the fuck, dude? You know, like
yeah.
I wanted to be like, nice. Dick,
yeah, of
man. And also, there's a laser pointer.
yeah. Also, I'm going.
The laser pointer guy's distracted. He's like, what? I guess I lost my tits. He's like, oh, sorry, I was busy.
So
pointing
that's
the laser
like,
pointer at this guy's cock.
And like, I'm at the age, I guess, where like, I'm not gay, but like mm-hmm. a huge dick. Like horns me up where I'm yeah. like, because I'm like, that guy's fucking somebody
right,
with that dick. And
right.
then I'm like, well, I'm thinking of fucking now.
Yes.
And so then he's standing there. And then this beautiful woman, it's a very thin coffee shop. She walks out of the bathroom, skirt accidentally tucked into her thong.
Incredible.
And I'm just sitting there like, this is a this
you
want to
match them
together.
You
want to
watch them fuck.
Yeah. Well, I want everyone sexed up in
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is too much. I got to go home and jerk off.
You got to pull your dick out.
You
can
yeah.
jack off at the coffee shop.
That you should. I thought of a like a area, like yeah. a zone in a city where
a
you can just
zone.
Where you can just jack off.
Yeah.
But
a
I think
Amsterdam for jacking off.
But the problem would be it would just be dudes in there. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
but it
course.
Would be like I
a
would
train
like,
for men.
Yeah. yeah.
It would quickly just devolve into homeless men having gay sex
yeah.
in there.
yeah. Yeah, just hobos fucking. Yeah. Yeah. It's like this isn't my dream.
yeah.
This isn't what I had in mind.
That's very funny.
Ah, fuck. You could be a poet. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you could be like a cool. Now you got a little gray going. You got the beard. You know what I mean?
Salt and pepper.
Yeah. You could be an author. Yeah. You kind of look like a
Are
tough
you happy
guy
that
author.
Happened instead of bald?
Well, here's the thing,
salt
man.
Salt and pepper's good.
Let me stop you right there. Yes, ideal. You are.
No, hold on. I was, but I was having lunch with my friend Andrew Collin, and we were talking about something, and I go, man. Hey man, at least we both got a full head of hair. And he looks at me like he gives me this crazy look. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? I got a full head of hair. And he was like, all right, if you say you got a full head of hair, I'm gonna go, what the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, bend over, and he takes a picture of the crown of my head. I'm going bald, man.
No.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I'm 36.
You're fine, dude.
Yeah.
You're
right? I'm all right.
Your hair is where your hair should be.
Right. Yeah, all right.
It looks good. Don't listen to Andrew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
everyone's to bring
by 36. Everyone's gonna have some kind of crown.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody, but there's the guys that keep all their hair look fucking weird. Like John Kasich has like little boy hair.
Yeah, that is something's weird.
Yeah,
there.
It looks weird.
You both have good hair though. You do. Yeah,
you guys have great hair.
Yeah, but we're like just around 30.
Yeah,
I mean, my hair will probably thin out.
How are you just around 30? You've been doing stand up.
He started
37
as a child.
Years.
Yeah.
He was 7 years
he's
old.
He's a boy
vaudeville family.
Yeah. Like, I'll talk to guys on the road, and they're like, oh, Nick Mullen. Yeah, I remember a show I did with him in 89.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he was a burnt out road dog by like 21.
I've been in the entertainment industry long enough that I know that you used to just lie about your age.
Right.
So you just keep doing that forever. I'm 47. No reason anybody needs to know that.
Only this year started lying about my age, and by accident.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, you get into your mid-30s.
You forget.
You forget. So, like, people ask me, and I'm like, I'm 34.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm 36, but it's like, what
yeah, fuck, time just goes faster difference? And faster.
Yeah, I just think I'm 27. I'm 29.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I talked to my dad on the phone, and it's the most, like, depressing shit, because he's, like, 70-ish now, and he's like, you know, it's weird. I think back on my life, and it's like, you know, like 4 or 5 time, like moments or something, and then it's like, boop. I guess I'm just gonna die. You know, he's like, you know, 10, 15, 20 years just gone. You know, like
five moments.
And most of them are like, most of them are like not getting pussy, like missing out on fucking,
getting into a disputed aims over not having a receipt and trying to do a return and then having the police called
so
on
funny.
Him, and then being able to prove that he only had 3 beers, so he's allowed to go.
That's so funny, but it's true, man. Because if I like look back on my life, like okay, encapsulate my life, it's like. Like, I don't know. I had one breakup that was important.
Yep.
I went to school once. Like, there's not a lot there,
no,
man.
For sure.
There's not a lot
especially
there.
When you do comedy, it's like, oh, most of my life is at shitty bars
and
horrible shows.
Right.
Yeah. That's what most of my life has been spent doing.
Yeah.
And then getting high. And then, like, just wasting days.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty fun, honestly.
Like, it's a good life.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a good life.
I'm sad that like now I'm starting to realize like now I've realized I am gonna die, so I'm like, I guess I should do something. Like now I can't do it with the freedom that I used to just like.
Now when you say you realize you're gonna die, do you mean like an existential sort of way, or do you mean that your death is imminent because of your physical
medically it feels my body's sending me signals that it's like, look, get your affairs in order.
You don't mean you're going to die someday. You mean in the next 6-7 months?
I don't know. Not 6-7, but 8 years. You know, I feel like I got a good decade in me. You know what I mean?
No, this is ridiculous.
No, it's funny because it's like I used to live with Chris Cubis, and I was 20 and he was 30. So he was like your age.
Okay.
And he was like always about all this like, I got 10 years left bullshit and like laughing it up. We'd be drink together until like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then when it became like, I got 5 years left, he's like, oh, shit.
He's
like, that takes care of himself now. I mean, he got like a girlfriend that doesn't let him like do that shit anymore, I'm assuming.
He had like a stomach parasite, though.
Oh, yeah. He had like ulcers
and
shit.
He like lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of those.
He had a bunch
of,
he had like ulcers because I remember he had
to start eating bugs.
Well, he had to eat like chicken livers and rice or whatever. Because of his all, he had to be on some ulcer diet. And I remember he lost a bunch of weight, and everyone's like, "Chris, you look good." And it's like, you know, he's not doing anything.
He's dying.
He's not the kind
tapeworm.
Of good weight loss.
Bro, I would pay good money for a tapeworm.
You can get a tapeworm.
You can just go to you eat Indian girls' diarrhea.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. This is a thing in India. They get like harvest fecal worms from Indian girls.
Really?
I don't know.
I was friends with this Indian girl in college who, like, freshman year wore, like, a hijab, and then she, like, took it off, let her freak flag fly, started doing, like, Molly and raving.
Getting fucked.
And
nice.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And we had, like, a dinner party one night, and it was like, oh, this is our first, like, adult dinner party, but we're all, like, 19 or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
You're pretending.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
wear a sweater.
Yeah, yeah. You're yeah, pretending yeah, yeah. to be grown-ups.
Like, so, yeah. Somebody made risotto.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right. Like, romaine lettuce, like, lazily cut up, yeah. like, Italian dressing on it. And then she, like, in the middle of the dinner party, went to the bathroom, and my friend Dennis went in after her. She went for like 15, 20 minutes. My friend Dennis went in after her, and he just walked out immediately, and his eyes are watering. He's like, dude, I can't explain what's going on in there right now. and then I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. I was like, I need to piss. It can't be that bad. And I went in, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the Holocaust in a smell. It was the worst thing I've ever. And literally, I
felt... Which, the Holocaust probably smelled pretty fucking bad.
It had to have, but and I feel really bad about this in retrospect. But
you were like, I took a bigger shit. You just went out in brown face, and you were like,
wearing her shit on your face. Guess who I am?
She took a dump so bad that everyone stopped hanging out with her. Like, everyone like cut her out of our lives. It was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my entire life. I feel so bad, but like no one wanted to hang with her anymore.
She shit her way out of a friend group.
It's one of those like smells that's like a returning smell. Like you get it for like a year. It's like somewhere like the particles are in your nostrils. And it was like, it was
gnarly. Do you have any kind of, can you, is
I don't
it
know,
a mix
what was
of anything?
Going on?
Are we talking
so
rotten
bad.
Eggs? Are we talking no, like...
It was like, the smell was three-dimensional. It was like, it would enter your body and like, yeah, everyone's eyes started like watering
Holy
and crying.
Shit.
It like enter your eyes. It would enter like every single like, it felt like it was like enveloping you and like choking you.
Good
yeah, it was so bad.
I also like...
It smelled like a Vietnam veteran's cast that he got in Vietnam, like and it's 2018.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
like a Civil War medical tent.
Yeah, like a damn...
fucking...
Just a guy taking shots.
Here's what I like. I liked the preamble to the story, because yeah. I thought it was going to have more to do with the story when you were like, she had a hijab, but then she lost it. She got crazy.
Yeah,
she was going to raves, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great.
She was just cool, and then
maybe
like,
that's like where the hijab came from in that culture.
Yeah.
Women were just taking these awful shits, and they're like, we got to do something about this.
I feel really
make going to the bathroom an hour and 45 minute long process to discourage them from doing so.
Do you think? I've been thinking about this because I like to read like historical novels, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone's pussy smell terrible?
Had to
until like.
Still,
everybody's everything. Everything smells.
And everyone was uncircumcised. You know how gnarly those foreskins
just everything was
probably
fucked
were?
Up, bro.
Yeah, you took a bath every 3 years.
Yeah, man. Like it was like bath was a luxury.
There was no toilet paper.
Jesus.
Yeah,
man.
People used their hands and leaves.
And I'm pretty sure in Europe, people just straight up like perfumed and shit. Like they didn't even take baths.
Hell yeah.
Also,
I mean, Homer Simpson style.
Yeah.
The Egyptians had perfume too.
Nice.
How did an old timey prostitute, like say you're in the any old time really, mm-hmm.
a frontier bitch.
Say you're in the frontier.
No,
you know, you're in a saloon.
Yeah.
How were they not getting pregnant all the time?
Yeah, I don't
think
get that.
They probably had ways to like do abortions.
Yeah,
but you can't just rely on like an abortion every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could die.
If you're doing like, if you're fucking like, I don't know, 40 dudes a week.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get pregnant almost every week.
It's funny. I remember on it was like Guns, Germs, and Steel.
Yeah.
They were like, and now for the Germs episode, Frontier Pussy, and like the different types of streetwalker versus like the madam, you know, and the whole spectrum
of
different.
They definitely had shit. They had
like prophylactics or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Sheep's
bladders.
Yeah, okay. They'd sew them.
They had weird
condoms
and shit.
But also, Jimmy has.
Also, I feel like the life expectancy probably wasn't great of a fucking old west whore. You know what I mean?
No,
like
no.
They probably got diseases and shit. And worst case scenario, it's just like. All right, well, you're not going to be a whore anymore. We're going to find a new one or something. Or maybe your price just drops down.
Well, that was like, what was that movie, Unforgiven, where the whore like got her face cut up and she had to like become the girl who swept the hallway. And it was like, she's still fucking hotter.
She
just got cuts on her face. You could charge extra for that.
For sure. It's an experience. An immersive experience. We'll give you a knife. We'll put fake blood on her, and you can pretend you cut her up, and then you get the fucker.
I want to fuck the Joker. I want to fuck the Joker girl. Let me fuck the nurse Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Threatens Harvey Dent.
There's a really funny gif I saw online of Harvey Dent in the hospital bed when like half his face is burned off, and Nurse Joker walks in, and he's like just wearing the mask. He takes the mask off, and Harvey Dent's like, "Holy shit, it's the Joker!" But he couldn't tell like before he. It's so clear that it's the Joker.
Yeah, he
couldn't tell like until he took the mask off. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's some shit they just didn't think of when they wrote the thing. It's like he'd know it was the Joker.
Obviously, like, it's the fucking Joker. He's green hair. Clearly the Joker.
Yeah, like they see Two-Face, and they're like, "Is that Two-Face?" Or like, "Hold on." One, two. I think it is.
Two-Face.
I think that's
Commish. I think we got Two-Face here.
I don't know. If the math really adds up here.
So funny.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn! You go. You write. I feel like I haven't been writing at all, dude. I've just been in my home
betting on things, maybe.
Yeah, I've been betting so much. My gambling problem's gotten really bad.
Are you a gambler?
Yeah, I'm a big gambler. And what's great is that there's a really good, reliable site that you can gamble on.
Do they have an app?
They do have an app, actually.
Yeah. Wait, what's the name of the website?
It's betdsi.com.
It's probably important that you say that part.
Yeah. Yeah, I gamble almost completely exclusively on betdsi.com. No, I don't know the read. Nick has to do it.
Even better.
Keep doing
Let's
it.
Let's gamble going. On Stav knowing.
Come on, Stav.
What I parts of the copy are you supposed to
Let's do the Stav bet DSI read, 100%.
And, Brendan, here's the thing, man. What's great about it is
they
have an easy-to-use mobile app. You know, most sites don't have that kind of shit, but I'm always on my phone gambling. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm out there getting Wild West pussy.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not near a laptop. So
that's a gamble.
I gamble on whether I get some kind of weird gonorrhea or not. They have they pay out winners. I'll tell you that much, pal. That's
what I look for in a gambling site. The basic tenets of gambling.
They have like I said, live in-game wagering. So you know,
you didn't say that.
I didn't.
But great.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes you make a bet and you're losing at halftime, and you're like, "Let me hedge."
Sure.
Let me get it on the back end.
Yeah.
So I like to do that quite a nice amount. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's maybe, you got, Nick, do you ever use betdsi.com?
No, I don't.
Wow, really?
Don't. I find gambling to be immoral.
How did,
if you're going to do it, if you're going to, you know, break God's laws, I would recommend doing it at betdsi.com.
That's right. Yes.
So last week's
most of the people who, if you use betdsi.com, I guarantee you the Catholic Church will grant you a, what do they call it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Fuck.
Where do they go? Where do they give
you buy the, no, where
no,
you
no,
buy the,
where you buy indulgence. You'll get an indulgence.
Yeah. Oh, so you can do
only website on where indulgences are guaranteed by the Catholic Church.
That's right.
I will say this, and I don't want to interrupt your read, but
there's no read. We're just talking about sites.
I've never met a man betting on football who wasn't an Irish Catholic. Literally, never. Not a single one.
Oh, you didn't know enough degenerate Greek pieces of trash in my neighborhood. Plenty of fucking Greek marriages have ended over people betting too much on the Ravens.
They only bet on their favorite team.
Dude, my friends would just bet on their favorite teams. Like, you
That's
go bankrupt.
You
Yeah.
Yeah, people in Cleveland bet on the Browns.
Yeah.
And it's like, guys, they never have won.
They've never won one.
We're 1-31. What are you doing? It's like, well, I gotta bet the favorite.
I got a feeling.
Yeah. Anyways, if you go to betdsi.com and use promo code CUM120, that's capital C, lowercase UM120, they'll match your deposit 120% bonus. So put in $100, you get $220 to gamble with. Check it out.
Nice.
You have any picks?
Well, how did that seat pass work out?
He may have lost.
He
may have lost immediately after I said to pick him for the whole tournament. But, you know, we're going to go the good money, Serena. Bet on Serena, baby. Uh-huh. She's back. She's got. They don't They're let her. She's got a tutu.
She What's can't the, dress sexy. She's not allowed to wear clothes anymore.
Yeah. She's gonna have titties out. Yeah. Whole pussy open.
She has to wear a coconut bra and put a bone through her nose. That's a new rule.
Grass skirt. So that's who I'm betting on is Serena Williams for the Open, and then coming up next week we're gonna have real football picks. So that'll actually be fun.
Yeah. And
but yes, come 120, my favorite website. BetDSI, that's just me and you talking, Brendan. This
yeah, that's not a read. That's just two
Brendan in on a secret.
That's just yeah. two heavy gamblers yeah, talking it right. out, yeah. man. Talking it out.
The VIG.
The first year I became a full-time stand-up, I had no idea, which I clearly should have had an idea, but I had no idea that nobody was taking taxes out
oh,
for me.
Oh, that sucks.
So
dude.
No yeah. idea whatsoever. Yeah. And that's on me. You got to
totally.
You got to
sure,
be
sure.
on top of that.
Of course. But you should assume.
So so tax time came. I owed $8,000. I wasn't making that much. Yeah, so like course. I owed $8,000, which isn't crazy.
Yeah, until
but
you learn how to do like a Schedule C and knock all that fucking money down.
Yeah.
It's like it's so daunting.
It yeah, really is.
This yeah. idea that you can fuck up, make $20,000 to barely live off of.
Right.
And then the federal government's like,
and then
oh,
you owe
yeah.
the government $30,000. Yeah,
we need $7,000 of that.
Yeah. So,
and then the state needs an additional three.
So I owed $8,000. I was home in Cleveland at the time. I took $200. I went to the Horseshoe Casino.
Hell yes.
And I was like, this is my only chance, man. It's the only way. And I won fucking $6,700 playing blackjack.
Hell yeah. My man's which, got a system.
Then you owe taxes on all those gambling winnings.
Yeah. No. I think because if it's
was
not...
Was
if
it
it's not
Indian
up to
$10,000,
they don't
oh.
report it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If you withdraw money from a casino, they have to report above $10,000. Mm. So yeah, I do technically
yeah,
owe
you do
the
owe
taxes
them.
On it.
Yeah.
But the
yeah,
fact
and you
that
paid
they don't
those,
report
remember?
Anyone
when
is
you
fine.
Paid them
yeah,
later?
I did. I paid those. Yeah, because yeah. a lot of because I do know a lot of IRS guys
oh,
listen
on
to
our
come town.
Actually, a couple.
But
that's insane.
I would be surprised if the FBI hasn't listened to at least an episode of this show. Someone at the FBI.
I suspect them of having sort of, and I'm always over the top with what I think their capabilities are.
I've personally been under investigation, and so has Jake Flores.
Yeah.
And it was like around the time Jake was on the show, so I would not be surprised.
I suspect them of having like auto listeners on almost every podcast that comes out, like searching for keywords
oh,
and
really?
Shit. That's
right.
what I would expect.
Al-Qaeda.
Like, I could be wrong, but get our numbers
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. I already said
you already
hijab.
Said hijab.
Oh, I read a great article recently about, and I totally believed it, and I'm not a conspiracy guy.
A rigged witch hunt.
But it was about how Osama bin Laden was a prisoner in Pakistan mm-hmm. under house arrest.
Oh, yeah.
And
that is a theory.
And it explained a lot where they were like, yeah, why was he just in this house in Pakistan? Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Because Pakistan doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, the idea was Pakistan was holding on to him,
they gave him porn.
To use him as a bargaining chip with the U.S., waiting for the time to be right. That's why when we went in, there was no guards, there was no guns, there was no opposition. It was just him in a fucking room.
Wait, so the United States is in collusion with Pakistan?
No, so what happened was Pakistan was holding him.
Holding him, yeah.
As a bargaining chip. But then a guy, because he was under arrest.
But there were guns.
There weren't, no.
I mean he had a gun.
No, that was all that in this article at least that was all a lie.
You're saying article? Do you mean just blog that you read?
No, it was.
I love the
was,
way the conspiracy theories work. Is like, look, this all fits the facts except for a couple of we're going to call lies.
Well, no,
a couple of details we're going to change, but then it works.
But I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. This was by a. Forget the guy's name. He broke the My Lai.
Jesse Ventura.
He broke the My Lai massacre story
oh,
in Vietnam. So he's
that's
he's
cool.
credible, but also a little shaky. Like he's fucked up a few times.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
hard to say. Like he's done some pretty credible stories, but also has lied sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. So what this story is saying is there were no guns. There was no opposition. The plan was to kill him, take him to a mountainous region in between Pakistan and Afghanistan and
Waziristan.
Say we killed him there. But then one of the helicopters crashed and changed everything.
Oh, shit.
So it became an issue of them.
Like, that whole operation was so funny. Like, yeah. They waited with like 10 helicopters and crashed one. Yeah.
And then just dumped them in the ocean.
Yeah,
right?
They landed like so far away from the compound.
Right.
It was like a complete mess.
No, it was a mess. Yeah.
Of an operation.
It was a mess.
Well, wasn't Abbottabad also, that was like a there were like military barracks.
Yeah,
like,
close. It's their, down the their block West from, Point, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's in the same like town. Yeah, yeah.
That's part of the theory. As to why they had him under house arrest.
I sort of sounds Pakistan, kind of plausible to me.
Pakistan definitely like was like talking to
they knew.
Osama. Like they
know.
They definitely knew.
Well, Pakistan's position was to back the Taliban like leading up to 9/11, and the United States just followed in lockstep because like we're like allied with Pakistan or whatever. Right. But I mean, I have no fucking idea. Like what I think I know is that Pakistan needs Afghanistan to always, like, whoever's in charge in Afghanistan needs to either be in control by Pakistan or subject to their will to a certain extent because they can't be flanked by somebody
that
is allied with India.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, Pakistan just blindly propped up the Taliban, and the Taliban was, like, harboring and helping train al-Qaeda, like, leading up to 9/11.
Right.
And then after that, like, you know, the United States is like, oh, well, we have this war on al-Qaeda and by extension the Taliban, and Pakistan was like, yeah, sure, we'll help.
On top of that, we were dumping a ton of money into Pakistan. So they needed to
plenty of like private military contracts and shit that necessitated like a foreign policy that was, you know, appeasing whatever Pakistan wanted to do.
Yeah.
But there was like, what is it, the Battle of Tora Bora or whatever, there was something where in the first couple of months in the war in Afghanistan, like they only sent in like special forces basically, and they like surgically removed most of like al-Qaeda. And, like,
well, they had Osama bin Laden at Tora Bora, but then he escaped.
Also, I think it was at Tora Bora, like Pakistan, they like negotiated to have a couple of like Pakistani agents that were working with the Taliban removed from, like, you know, Tora Bora prior to whatever invasion, and then Pakistan just sent in and like took out thousands of fighters.
Damn,
they brought back.
The other thing that like you don't hear about as much because it's considered a failure because Osama bin Laden escaped. Like I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I think
speak recklessly, brother.
I think that the Battle of Tora Bora essentially like crippled Al Qaeda. Like, a lot of fighters died. Like, a lot, like, pretty much, like, everyone who was in that compound except Osama bin Laden kind of got.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure.
How did he escape?
Also,
wasn't he just, like, it was, like, a comfortable-ass little McMansion-type place, wasn't it?
He had, like, Abbottabad?
Where he was. Porn. Yeah, he had porn. He had, like, DVDs. I think he had Dude, Where's My Car?
They say that.
Some fun movies.
They say that.
Let's put it this way. It was as nice as Anders Breivik's prison.
Yeah.
Who had PlayStation.
Yeah, they say that, but it's like it was like nice for a house in Pakistan.
Right.
Like if you see pictures of it, you'd be like, I don't want to live there. Like,
you know who really is the biggest victim in Osama getting got that weekend was Seth Meyers. It was the fucking correspondence dinner that he was hosting, and Obama was just sitting there. They had already killed him.
Someone whispered.
They already knew, and he was just sitting there like hanging out at the correspondence dinner, knowing that tomorrow no one is going to give a shit about anything. He should have pulled his dick out at the correspondence dinner. It would have gotten buried by.
He could have done anything.
Yeah. So poor Seth, dude. I hope. Hey, prayers up for Seth. We hope you bounce back, man.
That guy, man. I gotta say,
you did Seth Meyers, right?
I did his show.
Yeah.
Fucking really nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went. He like went out of his way to be nice.
It's so funny if you were like pretty sure he fucks kids.
Yeah.
I just gotta say it.
I did the show. I gotta be honest. I think I saw him fucking a kid.
At the show. Reckless.
And this was
he was doing it at his desk, and everyone was watching him, and he was going, "Just a second."
Yeah.
But the entire auditorium was filled.
It was under
I'll be
his
out in a minute.
Desk.
Yeah.
And like we don't have anywhere to go. You're right in front of him. I'm just cleaning up.
We can see you, Seth. You're
Seth,
on television.
We're live on TV. I'll be out in a minute.
It's not that big of a desk.
We had a meeting for my podcast, the Rad Dudecast. We had a meeting.
Oh yeah, listen to the Rad Dudecast, everyone. Some true hard dick warriors. You, DeVito, and Stone. Right.
We had a meeting talking about the podcast, and Stone is just coming off a writing gig where he's in this like super PC, like fucking, you know, liberal, like worried about every word, writing deal.
Yeah.
And so he's like,
Bill Maher, you're talking.
So he's sitting there and we're having this meeting. He goes, I don't know, man. We've just said some crazy stuff on the podcast. Like, I don't want it to come back and wreck our career. Maybe we got to like dial it back a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just think maybe, like, let's be careful. We start recording within fucking 45 seconds. He's talking how turned on he is by the Thai boys stuck in the cave. And I go, Greg, we just had a fucking meeting. And he goes, I got a boner so hard, it's pushing up on the bottom of my throat, breaking my teeth for these Thai boys.
He's the funniest dude in the world.
Yeah. He's really funny.
He's insane.
He's
a fucking insane pro. I was at some show at UCB, and I guess he was on the lineup, and he like comes into the green room frantic or whatever. He's like, who's up next? Is it Adam Savine? And Anthony's like, no, it's not a name you've heard once in your life. It's not even remotely close to anyone on the lineup, anyone who does comedy.
Adam Savine.
Who is... It's just this name just materialized in your head. Who's that? Is it Adam Savine?
Remember Maroon 5?
I don't know.
Is that Adam Devine?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's tough to tell with Greg sometimes where he's getting things from.
No, it's impossible. You run a podcast with him, he's like, we got a caller on the line. And it's like, you don't have a phone up, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's just trying to do a bit. He's like looking you guys in the eyes like, like this thing you guys
have
rehearsed.
Yes, and.
Man. But I was listening to the Come Town on the way over here. I was like, this is perfect because you guys were talking about McCain. And we had a character bit we didn't get to last Rad Dudecast that you guys fucking brought up. And I was like, this is perfect because we were going to do John McCain in heaven. But he's real mad because all the Vietnamese guys that tortured him are also in heaven. And then you guys brought that up, and I was like, this is fucking perfect. Yeah. He's like, what's fucking Charlie Wynn doing here? That guy broke my arm 37 times.
Yeah, he's just fucking Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. There's everyone John McCain ever jacked off to as a kid.
Yeah.
Man, they really... A lot of people fucked Marilyn Monroe. Like, it was pretty rude what... Like a bunch of Frank Sinatra and a bunch of guys did to
DiMaggio.
Her.
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
What was
what
rude
they
of them?
I think they raped her. I think they raped her.
Did they rape her?
I mean, some guy told me that.
Arthur Miller? The president?
Yeah.
John Kennedy?
I think so.
Some guy told you Joe DiMaggio raped Marilyn?
Well, no, that it was maybe not Joe DiMaggio.
Hey, buddy, come here.
Let him
in. Yeah, you got a minute. I got to tell you something.
How old was this guy?
He was at Yankee Stadium in center field, middle of the game.
It was Sinatra and somebody else.
Sinatra raped Marilyn. Just continue.
So.
I want to hear you out on this.
I mean, that's all I got.
Okay.
You know.
Sinatra, by the way, just at the hotel where Kennedy used to fuck her, the Carlisle Hotel.
Really?
Did you ask for the...
Also the hotel where Woody Allen does his jazz performance once a week.
Is that where you were there?
No, I was not there for the band. I can't play
it's just
any
Woody
instruments.
Woody Allen and a bunch of guys that look like him.
I'm really into like the ethic, the ethos.
Yeah.
I really like what you guys are all about, and that's jazz music, baby. I asked. I was like, how could you go? How can you see it? And they said,
see what?
How can you go see Woody Allen play jazz?
Oh, I
there?
Thought you meant fucking John F. Kennedy fucked Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, no. Yeah, they have like a collection of like tunnels and like secret passages for powerful men to have sex with women. Yeah. Because
nice.
He had an apartment at the Carlisle when he was president. It was called the New York White House.
Whoa.
And he used to fuck her. Like after she sang
Respect.
Happy
so why
birthday,
were you at the Carlisle?
Because I was like having dinner on the Upper East Side, and we like walked past it. We walked in because there's that like famous bar that like that guy illustrated on all
Cheers.
The walls. No, the Madeline. The
was
guy
it Cheers?
Madeline.
Was Cheers the bar?
It was Cheers. It
was
Cheers.
Norm
was
it, there?
Was yeah. everybody knows it your was name?
Norm, Ted Danson,
Coach.
Coach, yeah. No, anyway, but I was like, how can we see Woody Allen? They're like, oh, yeah, it's like $200 a person. So basically, like,
are
if you
kidding?
Hate Woody Allen, it's expensive enough to like prohibit anyone that hates Woody Allen to buy a ticket for
That's
$200
smart.
And be like, you suck, you pedophile. You know, so it's like you have to be a Woody
That's
Allen
crazy,
head.
Man. I feel like there's better jazz musicians.
Oh, yeah.
To
oh,
pay $200 to see Woody Allen play the clarinet.
No, you're there to see
you're
a,
an idiot.
A guy in a bucket hat.
Yeah. Jazz is only a thing you pretend to like.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah, no one yeah. actually likes jazz.
Yeah.
The only good songs are like that one, like I think David Brew. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Dave
Brubecker.
Brubeck.
Brubeck song.
David
like,
Brenner.
Take Five.
Take
that's
five.
A great song.
That's
the
song.
Only good jazz song.
There's that,
you like that track that slaps. Yeah.
There's, yeah, that, yeah. There's that other one I like that's, what's it called? That Time I Fucked My Daughter.
Yeah. The Woody Band original. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Breathing on her pussy through the panties. Yeah.
Choo choo! Boom 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 boom
That friend we did the impression contest with, my friend Eric, mm-hmm. one time when we were in college and someone was watching like Manhattan or Annie Hall or something, and he just walks in the living room of the house we were living at, and he sees the TV and he's just like, what the fuck are they talking about? Why are they talking so much? I don't understand why these Jews are talking so much. He was like really upset about how much dialogue there was. It was very funny. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
They're kind of like... they're like plays.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
more of plays
it's not
than
how
movies.
People talk.
Yeah. I don't quite...
It's
I don't,
like the show Gilmore Girls. No one talks like that in real life.
Yeah. I've never seen
sucks.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
but
it's so yeah.
Eldest loves it.
It's so fast.
It's supposed
like,
to be a good show.
They're doing dialogue like just rap. It's like... You know, it's apparently
a good show to wear underwear to.
Oh, I love yeah. wearing underwear I when love, I watch Gilmore Girls.
I love taking off whatever underwear I currently have on and throwing it away in favor of Mack Weldon underwear
mm-hmm.
from MackWeldon.com.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest shopping experience
yep.
on the internet.
Easy. Yep. Yep.
Click buy
where. Where?
They send you the underwear. Look, a 2-step process. You buy the underwear, you wear it. No middleman.
No. Are you tired of all these places? You buy underwear, some guy puts it on, walks it over to your house. You yep. have to wear his fucking nut sweat.
That.
I hate that middleman bullshit. Yeah.
My mailman is a weird
yeah,
guy.
My mailman puts on... Every time I order underwear from anywhere but Mack Weldon, uh-huh. my mailman wears it
My
first.
Mailman does it to my girlfriend, but not me. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that at MackWeldon.com because they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. And they got a... silver line of are you getting the mail or something over there?
Silver line of antimicrobial shit.
Shirts and underwear
yep.
that are naturally odor eating.
Mm-hmm. Should I be concerned about microbials?
Oh yeah.
Yes. I don't know what the
yes.
fuck microbial
oh my God.
Means.
Dude, yeah. We'll tell you this, if that little gay guy was wearing Mack Weldon underwear, even with all that cock real estate he had,
it was huge, man.
Even with all that, it would be odorless. That's how powerful these antimicrobials are.
It was
so if you're that little gay guy with a big ass dick, buy Mack Weldon. If you're anyone else, also buy Mack Weldon.
But here's the thing, like real big dicks, man, and buy Mack Weldon. I absolutely
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks, Brendan.
Real big dicks, they don't gain that much in erection form. I've
sure.
noticed.
Yeah, but they still sweat.
I heard
more.
They get
they
smaller,
still sweat
actually.
More.
Still yeah. more pores.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yep. absolutely. You're going to need the
so
Mack Weldon
antimicrobial
silver package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. That yeah. guy, I think
Look,
that
let's
guy.
Not,
should...
Let's not discourage our big dick friends from buying Mack Weldon underwear. I certainly don't want it. Look, big yeah. dicks, small dicks, any kind of dick. Ladies' dick, you
yeah.
know? You're like, a trans woman out there that's kept her girl penis.
That's right.
I did a riff on a show in Brooklyn last night that... wasn't funny, but went especially bad in Brooklyn,
yeah.
where I said, I'm trying to get my dick sucked by a trans woman so that I can go back to calling them trannies. And
yes.
No, didn't work. That didn't hit.
No, but here's everyone was well, very mad.
No matter even, if you do get your dick sucked by them, you still can't. Like, there's people that try that, and they do that bit to the point where they actually go get their dick sucked by trannies, and they still get in trouble for.
That's the thing. So what it turned out to be, it was real. And then lately I've been into digging myself a big hole at the beginning of my set. So then I said, "Fuck you, you all be sorry when I'm getting my dick sucked by a tranny," and that didn't go over well either. And then I got them back. I got them all back.
Okay.
By using promo code.
Promo code CUMTOWN. On MacWeldon.com. $25 off your order. And tell you what, if you don't like the underwear, you can complain about them. Call up earlier, Bet DSI's 24/7 customer service. Yeah, which I should have mentioned. Call them up. Complain. Ask them to Google the Mack Weldon customer service number for you. And then
I don't think this underwear is antimicrobial. I don't know. We're taking bets on the Ravens game.
This is a German company. We don't wear underwear. Yeah. We just shit directly into our pants. Anyways, yeah, MackWeldon.com. Check them out. And we're back to digging ourselves into a hole.
Mm-hmm.
But tranny, it's one letter off. I don't two if you come to double N, but still I don't quite. It's weird to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't say it. It does sound fun.
Well, it's only five letters off from the N word, and you can't say that.
That is true. Words basically only
four.
Shit,
only four letters. Like letters. If you use the N. You save the end.
You save the end.
Sure.
And you could do, if you wanted to do sort of a Y instead of an I, you could try that. You know, see if that works for you.
Wait, there's that weird Swedish store in Times Square.
Yeah.
That's already called that.
Is it?
No, it's like NYGARD.
Oh, really? Nygaard?
Yeah. I've spent many days waiting for an opportunity to take a picture of that sign. But it's Times Square. There's always somebody watching you that knows exactly what you're doing.
Elmo walks up to you and he's like, "That's a good bit, dude."
Yeah.
Hey,
it's the real
mate.
Elmo.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to fuck you up. And then I'm going to molest you.
Mm-hmm.
Elmo thinks taking pictures of words that sound like slurs is not cool.
Except, I'm sorry I made that joke about Elmo molesting you. He has been exonerated from molesting that one guy.
I saw Elmo getting arrested once. And it was
shout out to Keith Ellison for raping and beating his girlfriend.
Yo,
to death.
That article pissed me off.
Conservatives are they're so good at this. And like
contra trolling,
and and liberals have like no way to handle it. They don't know how to deal with it.
Right,
they have to be like, let's not jump to conclusions here, but we should hear this woman out. Like, no one has the spine to just be like, no, this bitch is insane. She's a fucking lying insane bitch, and they just can't do it.
Yeah. So now I guess Keith Ellison got, if you didn't know, he got Me Too'd basically for having a messy relationship.
He dated this woman who's got like emotional problems or whatever. It didn't work out. And they broke up, and
he was letting her stay at his house.
Until she could find her own place, he let her stay at her house. And then she's just being like a fucking layabout or whatever, not doing anything. So he comes in the bedroom one time, and she's just laying on the bed. He's like, "Hey, could you take the trash out if you're not going to like have a job or do anything?"
Yeah.
She just ignored him, and I guess there's some kind of dispute where she says he pulled her off the bed, which, pull that bitch off the bed. It's your fucking house.
Your
bed. She's not cleaning shit. You know, I mean, you're like, there's no relationship between them anymore. At least take out the fucking garbage. And then people are like, "Well, that's domestic abuse. He beat her. That counts."
Well, no,
as
what they're calling it is they're calling it narcissistic.
She's calling it that. She's called narcissist abuse.
What?
Which
is
the fuck
not,
does that mean?
Like a psychological classification of anything. It's just something that started online.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to.
Yeah.
A new type of abuse.
Well, then the New York Times has to be like, is emotional abuse the new aspect of the Me Too movement? And it's like, if you want it to be.
That's what concerns me.
Go ahead, let it. I will throw as much gas on this fire as I can.
Yeah.
At this point, fuck it.
That's where it gets scary, where it's like, oh, just being a bad boyfriend is Me Too. Like, because then it's like, well, who's amongst us? Who's innocent?
Yeah.
Who's innocent?
Yeah, can you get Me Too'd for cheating on someone?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
For not sending texts back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Me Too'd for being insensitive.
Is
that what... Damn, that's wild.
I mean, it's really insane. But granted, the Democratic Party has not like asked him to step down.
Oh, really?
Like that. No. And the article did make some attempts to be like kind of measured, but like to be honest, it wasn't like it shouldn't have been published.
Yeah.
Like it was like they like she said that oh she has video of the event and then she said that she would she didn't have
it's to
not prove
a victim's
anything.
Responsibility to prove their claims
and then she said that her email and her
no,
phone
wait, exactly stop, what it just is. Gestured
no no I mean it is
that.
No no I don't I mean you should have evidence.
And then she claimed that she was hacked by Keith Ellison and he deleted all the evidence so basically she was just clearly
hacked by Keith Ellison.
Yeah, the world famous hacker Keith Ellison. Yeah. The co-chair.
So of Nick, the do DNC. You think it's like because you? Were, I remember your thing has always been like Republicans are just going to use this against
as a weapon.
Yeah, as a weapon.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think she's like on some payroll or some shit? That
no,
just,
I know.
She
it
just
seems like she's just
him.
Crazy. Yeah, and she's mad she got broken up with.
Yeah,
she's going to do crazy shit because crazy people have always existed and they've always done shit like this.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like everybody who's dated people is fucked up and accidentally fucked somebody nuts
sure.
at one point in their life.
At one point.
Yeah, or at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
At fucking least.
Almost exclusively.
The people that have sex are the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm a crazy boy, dude.
Yeah.
Brennan, you must have a lot of sex, bro. Mm-hmm. You and Nick, the craziest ones.
Man.
On the pod.
I have fucked very few legally sane people.
Yeah.
Very yeah. few.
I can count on one hand. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think me too, yeah, as well.
I tried to fuck a lady in the mental hospital.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
is it like camp? Do people like hook up
dude,
at the mental
the good
hospital?
Mental hospital I was in yeah. was fucking tight, man. Nice. Yeah. The food was good. They had cake at every meal because
oh,
they're just like,
that's fuck, sick,
you
yeah.
guys are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You guys, like, you don't have anything.
Just feel better.
Have cake yeah. every time.
I've always wanted to be put into one of those like tuberculosis sanatoriums.
Oh, that, well, this
just
is what
to
I,
die on the side of a mountain
what
under
I
a
kept telling the, that's all I kept telling them in there.
Yeah.
When I was like at the height of my depression, I was like, find me an asylum. I don't want to go out. Just find me a place where I can sit in a chair and like read books and fucking like look around.
Yeah,
look at
and
the
maybe,
ocean.
I don't know if there's
get
a pool
pussy.
That'd be
right.
nice. I don't mm-hmm. like, but I don't want to leave.
Right.
Yeah,
I want to sit under a blanket next to some like, you know, continental, stately British
yeah.
man
yeah.
who's in the RAF
yeah.
and now his eyeballs are being out, eaten
yeah.
out by worms.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, splendid weather. We're both dying. Let him have his pipe.
Yeah, man, that's all I wanted. But the real mental institute was good, man. It was fun in there. I tried to fuck a girl in there, and she was not having it.
But you could fuck, though? That was all
I mean, it wasn't.
Rule?
No, there wasn't rules that said you can fuck.
They were like, fucking A-OK. Just the guy.
Explicit rules that you cannot fuck.
Respect, brother. yeah. No man's going to get his nut off no matter what.
But, yeah, I tried to fuck, and she was... more religious than it, I thought, but based on her tits.
That'd be funny.
Are the condoms in the mental institution just little straitjackets? Can you put your
yeah.
in?
Yeah, I was gonna have to go no condoms. There were no yeah. condoms provided. And then I get her pregnant and sue the mental hospital.
Hell like, yeah, dude. I was a crazy dude. This is on you.
This is on
Wouldn't
you.
Great if you like you start fucking a girl in the mental hospital and then you're like dating her and you catch feelings and then she breaks up with you for the head doctor.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
of course.
The head doctor's like, look, we talked about this, man.
yeah.
It's like, I understand you're upset, but these things happen. You know? You just got to move on. You just got to find some peace with yourself. Because you're not a bad guy. It's not your fault.
Brendan.
Some people just have more to offer than you. Like being the head doctor.
I'm
not
a doctor.
Crazy.
yeah. You're a crazy person.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
Right. You don't think there's guys out there that I'm jealous of? Then I look at them and I say, why not? Why am I not them? You know, obviously not in this hospital. I'm the
yeah.
best one.
Yeah.
I'm the king of the fucking mountain yeah. in here. But in the real world, which you don't have access to anymore,
because you're locked away.
Which you're not allowed out. Yeah. And if you were to be allowed out on a day pass, I have to sign it.
Yeah. Hypothetically, you know?
There was a NFL player in there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best because. Because
you can't say
because
right?
I can't say yeah it's like that's like real important
yeah,
shit
for
not
sure,
to say
for sure.
But
I really
the rules know. Were out the window for that guy.
Oh, yeah,
was
yeah.
Like, what if you were like, yeah, there's a guy in there. I can't say who it was because, you know, NDAs and stuff, but he's a famous parody musician. Yeah, yeah. He plays accordion yeah, every afternoon.
He's pretty strange.
Yeah. No, I really can't talk about it.
Yeah. Full name Albert.
Yeah. We called him Kooky Al. Kooky Bert.
But this dude like clearly had just like had a setup through the team in the hospital, like, because he would just leave and go like have barbecues with his family and then come back, and we'd all be like, what the fuck happened, man? Yeah. That guy just went to his pool for 3 hours.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. He like CTE'd out?
I don't want to say too much, but it was definitely playing football doesn't help your brain.
And
a lot of those guys have painkiller issues.
Pretty heavy
painkiller issues.
And
like,
they don't
kind of all of them have painkiller issues. Yeah, and they cover that up a little bit, but it's just like it's like candy.
And
in the
NFL is so fucked up that they like test harder for weed than they
That's
do
what's
for
crazy.
They,
That's like, what's crazy is they won't leave them the fuck alone on weed. Like the NBA leaves you alone about weed.
Yeah, they
all those
weed.
Guys smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's against the rules, but they don't test for it.
Of course.
And the NFL should be the exact same, but they test for weed all the time, and nobody's testing for painkillers because they need painkillers,
because
they're legal. But they're all fucking just hooked on that shit because it hurts. Playing in the NFL hurts really bad.
Yeah.
My fucking shoulder still hurts from high school football. Yeah. From 1 year of high school football.
Dude, those guys are fucking...
But if the trade-off is you get to be addicted to painkillers, that's worth it.
It's a good situation.
Anything you can do to find an excuse to be addicted to painkillers.
That is pretty tight.
One of the guys on the Browns got cut just now for insider trading.
Yeah, the Browns are idiots, man.
If only he had beat his wife. You know, then
it's so easy to commit insider trading.
Yeah, I know.
People fuck up and do it all the time.
Hey,
Icy, shut the fuck up.
Well, that's what's frustrating because it's like it's hard to know. Like for like a guy who's not necessarily super educated on the process.
In terms of
just some friend of yours calls you and it's like, hey, invest in this stock.
Yeah,
you don't know you're
doing
it. It's against the law. Yeah,
a lot of SEC rules aren't like super intuitive.
Yeah,
like a lot of them aren't enforced.
I think a lot of people, they hear about investing like as a kid and then they come up with pump and dump scams on their own. They're like, oh yeah, if I just go online and tell people like this company's great, I can get people to buy the stocks after I buy it, and then I just sell it when the price goes up.
Right.
You know, and then it's like, oh yeah, no, that's like a serious fucking crime, and like you can't do that.
Right.
You know, there was one case with like a kid who was like 15 who was just doing that and made like way too much fucking money, and eventually the SEC caught him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just pumping and dumping penny stocks.
I think they said that people are surprised. It is like a little fishy that the SEC like pursued it because there's a lot of white collar crime that's like way worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like he made like $1.2 million.
He made a lot of money. Yeah, and the Browns are idiots. I mean, I'm a huge Browns fan, but I hate the Browns owner and
draft day. Kevin Costner.
I hate.
Was that your favorite movie
of all time? By far. Actually, I also Waterworld.
Yeah.
So, two part
answer.
Yeah. But the Browns are idiots because that guy's been under investigation for like 2 months, and they picked him up and paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And were like, oh, we thought he
was on the Eagles,
and they were like, we thought he was the victim, and it's like, well, then you didn't investigate because you could have made like two phone calls and known he wasn't the victim. Like so,
the victim of insider trading.
Yeah, the victim. The victim of insider trading. Is every other investor.
He's the stock market.
That's so
NASDAQ,
funny.
NASDAQ.
Yeah, we're investigating him for DeAndre child pornography. Yeah. They're like, oh, I thought maybe there was pictures of him as a child
getting sucked off
that he had found out about.
That's what I always thought. It was funny. Like, remember, like Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
That guy. Like the FBI.
Frank
like,
Abagnale.
Yeah, Frank Abagnale. Legend. The FBI. He eventually worked for the FBI after he served his time. But like, you never get that with a pedophile.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I think we did that on the show, or like I tried to do a stand up bit about that, about the world's best pedophile.
Yeah, there's never a guy where like, pick him up, get him in the FBI. This guy
Sean
knows
Connery
what he's doing.
And the Rock.
There's a 4-year-old robbing banks, and we need someone to fuck her. We need someone to lure her into a.
Oldsmobile 88 with nothing but a pocket full of butterscotch candies.
He's just been in a cell. His hair and fingernails are super long. Yeah.
Why don't more? I can't believe more people.
There was a movie. It was called Black Hat, and it had I think Thor in it.
Yeah, he was. Yes.
Yeah, Thor was in it, and you know he's jacked because the actor's huge.
Yeah.
And to explain why a hacker was jacked, and so he didn't get raped in prison. That's what they came up with. They're like, why is this guy strong? It's like, oh, so it's not, so he doesn't get sodomized by the other prisoners.
In fact, he got so jacked, he figured, well, why don't I give raping a try? Why don't I give it a whirl? I mean, I did all these pull-ups. I might as well get some boy pussy out of it.
My, I think the first bit I ever did, and I dropped it because it's kind of hacky, but the first bit I ever did was about like, you know, how they say like, don't drop the soap, like in prison. And it was like a guy coming out of prison being like, guys, it's not even soap related.
That's funny. That's a great joke.
You can do whatever you want with the soap. They're going to fuck you.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, you should bring that. That's a great joke. Yeah, that's a great joke.
That back.
I can't believe more people didn't forge checks. So that Catch Me If You Can guy, like, I had to write a check recently. It's just a note that you're like, yeah, here's, it's an IOU basically. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking, checks are dumb as shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: numbers. There's numbers on them. You need to like, he figured it all out. You know,
and he had the little. Do you think he really used those little stickers from the planes?
Yeah.
This is like a montage of Stav trying to forge checks. This guy. It's just like one of those. A jewelry and loot. And then he's just.
Jewelry's loot.
He's just shitting and pissing himself and then looking at a book called Reading for Dummies. Nothing is happening. We'll push it to the limit place.
It's like a grand, zillion dollars.
Yeah. There's chocolate on the chest. Yeah. And then him just getting stuck underneath the sneeze guard of Bob Evans. They just have to get the fire department to remove him from the buffet line of Bob Evans. The check never gets forged. They're like, sir, this is just barbecue sauce. Yeah. This is just a flattened, dried piece of barbecue sauce. And he's like, $1 million, please. They're like, this is the post office. And you're like, isn't that the bank? They're like, no, it's similar hours and attitudes, but completely different spots.
And then at the end, he's like, catch me if you can.
They're like, we got you. All right.
Yeah. You've been caught. We've been watching the whole time.
You're in a wheelchair.
You didn't pay your Bob. I don't
think you did any crimes. We're just worried about you.
I don't know. I think that's a good scheme. You guys say it like it's ridiculous.
We're going to Cleveland this weekend. Should we go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I wouldn't. Unless you like, you know what's, you know, what this is what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Guys, a bunch of guys with prostate cancer pretending they were cool for 40 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But this is what it is. And it's a little bit interesting. It's a costume museum.
Yeah,
that's what
like
it is.
The Smithsonian.
There's very few like exhibits beyond you will see all of your favorite rock and roll bands costumes. So part of it's interesting.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's like you're not going to see much more than that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
We just want something to maybe shit on when we do. We're doing a live podcast.
I would go to Sokolowski's. It's like a Polish delicatessen, which where they've got fucking crazy. What do you call them?
Pickles?
No. What are those little Lithuanian
pierogies?
Pierogies. Like it's just like a cafeteria style lunch joint. That's like Cleveland's very Eastern European.
Nice.
So it's Sokolowski's deli is good. If you like corned beef, I'd go to Slimen's, best corned beef sandwich in the country, I think.
Hear that? Yeah.
It's really good. Slimen's.
Slimen's.
The club's great. Are you guys going to be at
Hilarities?
Hilarities is great. Have you performed at Hilarities?
No.
The room's great, especially if I don't know what your following is like in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. If it's full, because it's a huge room. Mm. It's a huge room. It's got a balcony. But if it's like the balcony doesn't need to be packed, but if the room's packed, it's fucking hot. Like, it's a great room.
I'm stoked.
The club's fun. The people are nice.
Owned by a Greek. Shouts out Nick.
Yeah, you know Nick is great. Yep. Yeah, Nick. That's right. You'll get along. Have you ever met Nick?
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
You'll love Nick.
Bobby, I love fucking hilarities.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a fun great club.
Yeah, they put. I don't know what they're doing for the festival, but they usually put you up at a pretty nice hotel.
Yeah, we're in some hotel.
We're in the hotel.
The Hyatt's nice. It's right. It's like across the street.
We also got to buy those plane tickets.
Which ones? Australia?
Yeah.
We should do that after this.
Yeah.
Suck my little penis. Penis.
Well, hey, thanks for coming on. This is great.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your podcast?
Yeah. My podcast is kind of similar. It'd probably be great for Cumtown fans that are a little on the dumber side.
Whoa, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, Cumtown is the smarter rad dude cast.
Don't pitch yourself that way.
So follow the Rad Dude Cast on iTunes, subscribe, or at least give it a check out. I do it with Greg Stone and Anthony DeVito.
And then you do premium episodes on Patreon.
We're moving away from that because we have a pretty big announcement coming up soon. We're moving away from Patreon. That's a whole complicated thing.
The show is now too racist for me. big announcement.
Man, I can't thank you guys enough for having me on.
Oh, yeah, come back anytime, dude.
Really appreciate it.
Do our show. We'll have you on the live show. Greg and Anthony on, too.
Yeah, I love it. No, I wouldn't have those two on. They're not, you can't think on their feet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slow.
I just want to hear just whatever wild shit Greg has to say.
It's the best. I mean, that's what our podcast is based around. Greg talk.
I laughed about that Adam Savine thing. I mean, this was probably 4 years ago. Yeah, it happened,
and it's so funny.
It's still one of the funniest moments. Just who's next, Adam Savine?
And he's not doing a bit.
No idea. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about Greg is, you get to know him long enough and you realize, like, he sort of is doing bits, but he doesn't even really know it. Like, his life
is
a bit.
It's in his DNA.
I've always said, if people ask me for my favorite comedians, like, I can tell you, like, who my favorite stand-ups are, but I always say the funniest guy off stage to me is Greg Stone.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh harder than anyone else because he's just, like, nuts all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. It's like how a butterfly doesn't know how beautiful it is.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's just camouflage to survive.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Stone doesn't know the bits he's doing. Yeah.
That's beautiful stuff.
Thanks, man.
That was beautiful. I got to tell Greg you said that.
Yeah. Oh, I love Stone. All right, guys. So please, our show is passed
he's
already.
He's just going up to women, strange women, no idea who he is or Stav. He's like, Stavros said I'm a butterfly. That's how that'll be interpreted.
So the fucking Cleveland and Boston shows just happened, actually.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
And this weekend I am in Connecticut, the Fairfield Comedy Club on Friday the 7th. Please come check that out. Next weekend I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana on the 14th and New Orleans on the 15th. Then I'm in Chicago on the 21st and the 22nd and Detroit on the 23rd. We have Funny Moms coming up on the 10th. It'll be me and Nick, no Adam. And then after that, Australia, I guess. Buy tickets to us fucking going to fucking Australia.
Oh, 10th?
Can you not make it?
I might be out of town,
September 10th. So it might just be me.
Yeah.
Fuck. I got to walk up and down the stage and shit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you need help, I'm here,
Brandon,
buddy.
You want to do a show?
Brother. What?
On 10th?
You want to co-host?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah, Phil, come do a show.
Okay,
it's packed.
The 10th?
All yep, right, the 9-10. Yeah,
which has
you
not
serious?
Passed.
For real, yeah. And also, I might be doing a show in Denver on September 30th. So if you're in Denver, keep an eye out. I'm trying to figure something out. So please come out to that. And that's it, guys. Come see us in Australia. Sydney, the 23rd. Melbourne, the 26th. Brisbane, the 28th. So that's it for us, guys. Thanks.
Thanks again to Brendan.
Thank you guys so much. That was really fun.
We love you, pal.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.